Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2016. In the world of Zika, there's Florida is still a hotbed of activity. So for this, we go to Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Ryan. I thought we'd do another brief update today because quite a bit of data came out actually beginning last night after yesterday's podcast sequences were released on the Anderson Lab website from Scripps Clinic. They released the remaining two mosquito sequences. So now all five mosquito sequences have been made public. The fifth one, it wasn't quite a full sequence, but it wasn't missing very much, and it was real clear how related that was to the previous mosquito sequences as well as the human cases. And then another human case and from early August was also released. So all of the sequences now out of Florida really belong to the same subclade. And the numbers are getting big. There's the five mosquito sequences. I think there's 11 human sequences. And for all of them to be the same subclade, you know, that raises the possibility that the virus has been around for a while before it was first identified as being transmitted locally. And it may have essentially dominated southern Florida, and that's why all of these sequences are falling into the same grouping, although they can be split up into about three major groups. As it turns out, there's now all five mosquito sequences, and yesterday it was released where all five of the locations were. It's pretty straightforward. There's a little bit of ambiguity because the second and the third positive paths were both collected on August 23rd. As far as the lab was concerned, they're just numbered ZM 1 through 5 for Zika mosquito, and they're listed in chronological order. You know, so there's some ambiguity between 2 and 3 since they're both due to collections on the 23rd, but they were getting their materials from the Department of Agriculture, and they listed the samples on their website. So I'm guessing they did it the same order, so that the first one listed for August 23rd was the Meridian Avenue, and the second one was the Botanical Gardens. So I'm tentatively guessing that that's what 2 and 3 are. But the bottom line from the sequencing is that the mosquitoes, where now there's precise locations because the website actually gave the specific address, not just the neighborhood. So the map was updated yesterday, and the markers are right on the address that where the mosquito trap was. And sequence-wise, it turns out the first two, ZM1 and 2, are closely related to each other, and they're related to most of the samples that have been made public. And those samples, for the most part, were collected in early August. There were a couple samples that were from July. And as I mentioned yesterday, I'm beginning to suspect that the two July samples actually were the first two cases that were announced, the pregnant woman from Miami-Dade that was announced on July 19th, but they subsequent reports indicated that she was positive the week before. And this sample that I think is hers was actually collected on July 16th, and then hers was followed by the Broward sample, which was located in Fort Lauderdale. And that, I think, is the second one, which was a collection of July 19th. The website actually says when the case developed symptoms, and both of these cases developed symptoms in early July, which matches the descriptions in the MMWR that was a early release last week, which essentially described the first few cases, those two cases plus many of the Winland cases. It's likely, though, that the sequences that have been made public go well beyond Winwood. There were other cases that were being announced when Winwood was being announced, and it's not clear exactly which is which, but some of these other human sequences are likely to be from some of those other locations. And the main point is that many of these locations, including the first two, were not epidemiologically linked to Winwood. And it's possible that they represent several different locations. An alternative explanation would be that that most or all of these other cases managed to go to Miami Beach before they got infected, not Winwood. And they, you know, but based upon where these mosquito locations are, it was probably pretty widespread in Miami Beach. And therefore, they may not have had a location that was close in space, but it didn't have to be that close because there was so much activity in Miami Beach based upon how far apart these five locations are for the samples that were associated with the outbreak in South Beach. And so they do cover all of South Beach. Technically, the zone for the warning zone should probably be a little bit bigger because some of these mosquito locations are at the very edge of those zones. And so they usually like to go out a mile from the known locations, and therefore that initial zone for South Beach should be essentially all of South Beach. It goes well into Middle Beach, and so it's a larger area there, and so it's conceivable that some of these Miami-Dade cases, in fact, were infected in Miami Beach. Now, the results today once again highlight the fact that things are certainly getting out of control. There were six more local cases, two of which were visitors. These are exported, I refer to them as exported cases. So these are non-residents who basically come to, in this case, it sounds like they pretty much come to Miami and get infected, and then whether they get identified in Miami or more likely they get identified where they return home, but they have symptoms and they say they were in Miami, so they do get tested. So the two cases today brings it up to 15, five of which have been reported just this week. So these exported cases are really increasing fairly dramatically. Like I say, there was two on Monday or Tuesday, and one yesterday, and two more today. And so it's they have 5 and 4 days is a lot of cases just on the export side. And then there were four other local ones, one of which was in Miami Beach, and three of which were in Miami-Dade. The Miami-Dade numbers are going up quite dramatically, and there's the active investigation page, which, as I mentioned yesterday, probably a few times now, that they were they originally listed individual investigations, and then on September 1st, they pulled all of the data. So there were no metrics on how many samples were collected per investigation. They started it back up on the 20th or 21st, but then they did it as an aggregate. And so instead of having each individual investigation, they just have things grouped as being, you know, all of the samples in Miami-Dade minus the ones that are in Miami Beach or Wynwood, and then they kind of grouped them now. There's multiple investigations in Palm Beach County, and as some of these they have closed, but it's really not clear that they were really investigated. Before all the metrics were pulled, there were two investigations that had zero samples collected, and one had three and one had six, so those are pretty minimal. But it looks like the investigations now are even less than that. For Miami-Dade, it's remarkable. You know, I started tallying these in a spreadsheet, and just to give you an idea how absurd these investigations are, on September 21st, they had four investigations, and for the four, they had a grand total of one sample. So they're not even coming up with one sample per investigation. The number of investigations went up to six the next day, and the number of samples went up to two. So they had two samples for six investigations. And then it got really weird on Monday, on September 26th, when the number of investigations went up to seven, and the number of samples went up to seven. But five of the seven samples were reported as positive. And a positive sample in an investigation equals a cluster. And so it seems that there should have been multiple areas that were now examples of active transmission that should be targeted for a large number of samples to confirm that there is active transmission in those locations. And remarkably, the 27th, they didn't update their table. The 28th, they left the data the same. And then today, the most recent update, they're up to nine investigations. And the number of samples they have listed for the nine investigations is now one. So what happened to the five positives is a mystery. What happened to all of those samples is a mystery. So literally, if you look at the active investigation today for Miami-Dade, which excludes Miami Beach and excludes Wynwood, you have listed nine investigations with a grand total of one sample selected, and which is pending. So how they're reporting these things is, you know, it really has no explanation. And what the criteria is for closing these investigations is yet another mystery. They have already closed 16 investigations on Miami-Dade, and they have not, you know, found any that involve active transmission. And the samples that are listed are just, you know, ridiculously low numbers, not even one sample per investigation. So that probably explains why there are so many positives day in and day out, particularly this week. And there's no new clusters. You know, the clusters, none of the clusters that have been identified, there's three, one in Wynwood and two in Miami Beach. None of those three clusters were actually identified through the active investigation. That all singles that were subject to active investigation resulted in half of them have already been closed, and the other half they haven't collected any samples on. The Wynnewood was originally identified by two clusters, actually. There were two individuals that happened to work near each other within 100 50 yards, and it turned out people at each of those locations were symptomatic and subsequently lab confirmed. And so that cluster came about from doctors getting positives for two different individuals that happened to work next to each other, and that's what created that cluster. And it was the same thing with the first one in South Beach. There were actually five people that were positive, three of which were tourists, two of which had been reported in Taiwan and in El Paso, Texas, prior to being announced by the Florida Department of Health. And then the second one in Miami Beach, in Middle Beach, was again five people apparently at a party. And again, the cluster was formed by samples tested by doctors, not by an active investigation. So these active investigations are looking like they're just propaganda for public consumption to create the illusion that there's actually an investigation of these individual cases. And it's so blatantly obvious that they're not really investigating that they ended up aggregating them. But since the numbers are so ridiculously low as far as how many samples they collect, you got nine investigations right now with one sample collected. So they're just turning these over. They announce them, and then in X number of days, they say they're closed. And there's little or no evidence that any of these recent investigations go much beyond just putting them in the book and saying, well, we got a new investigation. We're not going to collect any samples in a couple of weeks. I'll let you know when we close it. So that's kind of the update. The numbers are picking up. They indicate that there's probably active transmission throughout Miami-Dade. These individual cases are not being localized other than the county. There's been six local cases in Palm Beach County. They've closed three of them. They still have three going, but they're apparently not collecting any samples in Palm Beach County either. And they had a positive there also. So it's another situation where they're doing investigations, and if they have a positive, that should result in a cluster. But the latest is they've closed three of them. So for the three most recent outbreaks or local transmissions, they have collected a grand total of three samples. So they got three samples for three investigations for Palm Beach, signaling a similar intensity for those recent investigations that match the type of effort that's going into Miami-Dade. So I expect that sooner or later they're going to have to announce more clusters just because there's so much local transmission in these. And the only way they maintain a lack of clusters is A, not test them, and B, not give out their locations, because I suspect that even if you map them, you would see that they are forming clusters. And I'll probably try getting an explanation how they can be investigating a local transmission and get a positive in that investigation, and have that positive not represent a new area of active transmission. Because if they have a new area, then obviously A, they would have to put it on a travel warning. B, they would have to say where that location is. and C, they would have to do some testing with people in that area, and D, they would almost certainly get a lot more cases. So that's pretty much the update. The sequences are out. They're all pointing to a one large subplane. Right now, a quick update on that. The first two mosquito sequences match the vast majority of the human cases. The three most recent mosquitoes match one of the human cases, but that's probably a timing issue where the most recent mosquitoes are relatively recent. The sequences that have been released so far are generally from early August. There's one or two that are after that. So it's not clear how many of these sequences really actually comes from Miami Beach, that a lot of them may in fact be Miami-Dade sequences that were either at Wynwood, or most of them probably were not at Wynwood. These were these other Miami-Dade cases with an unknown location, and most of those are in the closed category now. But the sequences do all kind of point in the direction of a virus that's been circulating in southern Florida for quite some time. There's a third group that has one human case, and it doesn't have a corresponding mosquito sequence. But that's kind of it. So there's three different groups, the bulk of which are in one group that has the first two mosquito collections that were from South Beach. So that pretty much wraps things up for our quick update for tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. Everyone, just go to our website at recombinomics.co for all the latest news and information, and everyone have a good day.